ExitCoachRadio.com presents Out of the Box, a short highlight from a recent interview by one of our many expert show hosts. Hear the full interview at ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners.
If there were one diagnostic tool that creates the operations manual for a human being, would it be StrengthFinders in your assessment?
I think so, and here's why. Dr. Clifton, who was the founder of the StrengthsFinder in 1949, had the question, what will happen when we think about what's right with people rather than what's wrong? And the man devoted his entire life to studying this idea of strength and talent. His conclusion was, we have so many words to describe what's wrong with us in psychology. Where are all the words to describe what's right? And he happened to live in the same city with George Gallup, ended up purchasing Gallup, which at the time was providing the world with polling data, sampling for making decisions, understanding what we thought. Well, there hasn't been a comprehensive study in its kind. Over 40 years, 2 million people surveyed. In my experience working with the instrument, with all of the academia behind it and the analytics, they're all available publicly. It's fascinating to learn how they arrived at their conclusion. This is a marvelous tool. I think it really provides a broad inventory because not only can you see your top five, but for a little more of an investment, you can see all 34. So you actually can see the talents you use every day. But you also can learn the ones that you don't use that aren't a part of you, which aren't meant to grow them, but meant to understand, wow, if I have these and my fellow leader has a different set, it helps me understand our differences. And those differences are actually advantages, not intended to be annoyances. So we learn how to leverage both. So I would answer yes to that question and actually feel very strongly about that.